And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of November, 2009. It was on this day in 1863, those famous words were first uttered in public 67 years ago. Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. It was a foggy, cold morning at the new National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. There were about 15,000 people there. President Lincoln arrived about 10 in the morning. About noon, the sun came out. A military band played. A local minister offered a long prayer. And then the orator of the day, Edward Everett, got up and spoke for over 2 hours, which was fairly normal for the time. He gave a speech in which he described the Battle of Gettysburg in great detail, brought the audience to tears more than once. When he was done, Abraham Lincoln got up and pulled the speech out from his coat pocket, 10 sentences, 272 words. And most of the people who first heard the Gettysburg Address were not really aware of it. They were distracted by a photographer who was setting up his camera. And by the time Lincoln had finished and sat down, most people who were there didn't even realize he had spoken. But the speech was reprinted in newspapers around the country, went on to become one of the most famous speeches ever in history. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born in San Francisco, 1942. Studied languages at Stanford, then moved to New York to a PhD, studying American literature at Columbia, trying to write her own poems. But she wasn't happy with her writing. She felt that they were imitation poems. She was 30 years old. She had been writing for a decade, feeling sort of desperate. So she stood on the steps of Columbia's library, and she made a deal with the devil. She said, "I will give up all I have learned here if I can just write my own poems, and I don't care if they're good, I just want to write my own stuff." 7 years later, she published her first collection of poems and entitled it Satan Says, a few years shy of 40. Sharon Olds said, "I was a late bloomer, but anyone who blooms at all, ever, is very lucky." She's published 8 more collections, including The Dead and the Living, The Father, and Blood, Tin, Straw. Lives in an apartment on the Upper West Side of New York, where she sits in a rocking chair with a view of the Hudson River and writes poems. Here's a poem by Sharon Olds on her birthday, a poem entitled Diagnosis. "By the time I was 6 months old, she knew something was wrong with me. I got looks on my face she had not seen on any child in the family or the extended family or the neighborhood. My mother took me in to the pediatrician with the kind hands, a doctor with a name like a suit size for a wheel, Hub Long. My mom did not tell him what she thought, in truth, that I was possessed. It was just these strange looks on my face. He held me and conversed with me, chatting as one does with a baby. And my mother said, 'She's doing it now. Look, she's doing it now.' And the doctor said, 'What your daughter has is called a sense of humor.' 'Oh,' she said, and took me back to the house, where that sense would be tested and found to be incurable." Diagnosis, a poem by Sharon Olds, from One Secret Thing, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.